Wellness begins where play, pleasure, and the parasympathetic meet. You were born to be you, and you were born to be well. Your body is always trying to find its way back to health. Now, here's the host of Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith.
Hello, 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 my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your witchy doctor, your change advocate. And we are on the Inspired Choices Network, where we hope to inspire people to live their best life. And I am really, really honored today to get a friend of mine, a brilliant physician, Dr. Sandra Amato, to join me on today's episode. Sandra has been she's been a family physician for over 15 years, probably more than that even now, right? And she's been an integrative medicine physician probably her whole life, but officially back since, well, if I finished in 2018, you finished in 2017 or something like that, right? From the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine. And she really is an integrative physician. She's a family physician. She reminds us healing is never just physical. Like I say, it really is an intimate conversation between your body, your mind, your spirit, and especially the language that you use, both inside your head to yourself and outside to others. She has a real holistic view of the way she takes care of patients, weaving traditional family medicine, integrative medicine. She has certifications in pranic healing, which she'll talk about. She knows about aromatherapy, and her newest, deepest passion that I've heard her talk about over and over is the conscious use of words. She really invites us to see ourselves as living instruments. And, you know, ultimately breath is sound, and sound becomes language. Language becomes medicine or poison, depending on how we use it. So we're going to talk about health, wellness, integrative health and wellness, and especially pranic healing, aromatherapy, language, and anything else she wants to bring from her background. Sandra is practices officially in Texas, am I right?
Yes.
Yeah,
I am. Right. I'm a physician in Houston area. Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. You're in Texas. So if anyone lives in Texas, go run. You'll find your great physician in Dr. Sandra Amato. And so excited that you're taking time out of your day to come on this show with us, Sandra. I always start because the podcast is about unique healing journeys. It's about healing through play. It's about understanding that there's so much more to healing than what Western medicine indoctrinates us to. And trying to empower people to understand it's not about choosing Western medicine or something else. It's about incorporating all different views of healing. And I know you believe in that. I'd love to start with your own personal healing journey and kind of how'd you get into medicine? How'd you get into integrative medicine? What pulled you or pushed you, right, into this path that, you know, it's a growing path, but still we're still blazing the path and, you know, or whatever, right? And you were in our first cohort from the Academy of Integrative Health and Medicine, 1 year ahead of me. And of course there are other programs too, but what pushed or pulled you in the medical world to become an integrative physician?
Yes, and Tina, thank you so much for having me today and to be able to talk about my story and hopefully to inspire many people through this. And yeah, you were asking, I did study medicine because I care about people, and that was my first and main motivation, and it's still now today when I see my patients. I really care about people. And through my healing journey, I remember when I was in medical school, I had 3 endoscopies. They had to put the camera down to my stomach because I had gastritis during those 6-7 years that I was training. And I remember in 2010, when I started to do meditation, I realized that my acid reflux and the need of medication for acid reflux definitely decreased. And it's to the point that after 15 years, I don't really require any medication for acid reflux. So that was the first sign that something happened emotionally, the stress, it was generating that type of symptoms like acid reflux, the need of taking medication like antacids, a need of going to doctors to have endoscopies. And in those times, they didn't sedate people for endoscopies, so I was pretty aware what was going on during the procedure, which it was completely uncomfortable. So the point is, all those emotions, they affect our body physically, mentally, emotionally, in so many levels. And that was my first step of, okay, I'm going to just knock at this door and see what is going on besides just the physical body, besides just the flesh, besides bones and muscles, right? What is going on? And that was my first step on opening this door of, okay, there is something else beyond medications. And that was my journey. I started to do like meditation and pranic healing in 2010. And
I'm going to
pranic
stop you.
healing,
Hold on. I don't
yes.
know that everyone here knows what pranic healing is. So please stop and let's get a definition of the word and what it is as a healing tool.
Yes, and that's, thank you for stopping me. Yes, pranic healing is a healing modality that uses energy. So it is called pranic healing because it comes from the word prana, which means in Sanskrit, healing, like, is the life force of energy. We don't really have a word in English that explain exactly what is pranic healing, but it's that life force that they talk. Like when people they see these movies like Karate Kid and all these movies that they talk about, and this more like Eastern type of way, like language that they or culture that they do it. So they call it pranic healing because prana is life force in Sanskrit. And it's
Wanna
a it's
hold
a
on, hold on, because again, I just want to clear. So prana in the Chinese word, some people have heard it talk about qi,
yes.
and in Sanskrit is from India, ancient India, and that's prana. And I think in English, the closest words perhaps that we have is aliveness or vitality. When you see that someone is really feeling vital and alive, and their eyes light up and they're radiating aliveness, as opposed to feeling drawn and just going through the motions of life. And so I just want our audience to kind of understand there are languages that have, like the Eskimos have 20 words for snow because they, or ice or whatever, they can literally tell the difference, right? And so sometimes the words don't translate perfectly, but think prana, life force, breath, vitality, feeling alive. Look at a young child, a 2-year-old bouncing all over the room. She's got a lot of life force. She's got a lot of prana.
Yes, exactly. And that life force, we all have it.
Yeah.
The thing is, with time, culture, the way that now we study, because it's more mental work, we lost a little bit of the knowledge and that connection that we all can manipulate or, handle this type of life force. Because we all have it. We all have this prana, we all have this vitality, we all have this life force. So the point is, there are many different healing modalities that they use energy or prana. And for example, the most common one is acupuncture. Acupuncture, it changed the life force of the person through needles or through acupressure or with herbs as well. So that's the most common one used. But there are many different forms how we can do healing through energy besides acupuncture. Like one other famous that it is Reiki, for example. Reiki is another healing modality that uses the same principle and it has different steps how to do the process for the patients or the clients. Same thing with healing touch is another different modality. Or even craniosacral is another modality that uses energy as well or prana. So pranic healing is one of these modalities that is a non-touch modality. So I don't have to put my hands on the client or the patient to do the healing. And the reason how it works is because we all have the life force and we all live in this planet and universe of prana and energy that is surrounding us and that we have in ourselves, inside and out of ourselves. So when we connect to that and that energy and that frequency, we can change it. So we use the hands to scan energy, to feel that prana, like to feel the prana on the organs or the energy centers that they call it chakras in Sanskrit as well, or the meridian. And we can modify with our hands that energy because we use the life force in order to change. Like energy goes from what is higher energy level to lower energy level. So
Right.
when people, they are suffering of, intestinal problems, diarrhea, for example, it's going to be a change of energy. So I remove whatever is no longer used or is not needed for the body. And after that, I apply something of energy to help the body heal itself. The principle is the body has the knowledge, my body and your body has the knowledge how to heal itself. The point is how we can help that process to happen.
Yeah.
Either we can do it through energy or prana, or either we can do it through medications or supplements, vitamins, we can do it through food, and we can do it through language as well.
Right.
So the point is, okay, when and how we can use all these tools that we have in the universe to heal ourselves and to prevent disease? That's really the question. So pranic healing is one modality. It works pretty well for relaxation, stress, to accelerate the healing of the body, to remove anxiety, and at the same time to help the body heal a fracture faster. For patients that they are even in cancer treatment with chemotherapy, all those side effects, nausea, vomiting, headaches, it can help with those symptoms as well. So it's something that complements some other therapies. It's not just one thing, it's something that complements the other therapies. So that's
Interesting.
basically pranic healing. And there are different protocols, and there is a book that you can, if you go online and find pranic healing books, you can buy the book, you can read the protocols and do it on your own. You don't really have to have a teacher or somebody to teach you how to do it, because the approach of whoever compiled the information, what he was, his background, it was a chemical engineer. So he used the method, the scientific method, to say, okay, I'm going to do this protocol so everybody can use it because we are all connected and we all have the capacity to heal.
Yeah. We're going to take our break right now. It's a good segue, but I'd love to come back. I'd like you all to really come back as Sandra talks and I talk about some of the philosophical differences that I think are very critical to some of the newer thoughts in Western medicine versus the ancients, which is the ability of the body to self-heal. And I think even when you're looking for practitioners, many Western doctors, Western trained doctors, do have a belief that the body can heal, and some do not. And I think a piece of what really differentiates the ancients and some of the real, and I'm talking ancient, like not Middle Ages, but ancient, 5,000, 3,000, is the ability to tap into the body's ability to get better. And anyway, it is time for our first break. Go grab a cup of water, go grab a snack. It's the afternoon for us. I don't know where you are right now. We're going to take our break. Remember, you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and I have with me Dr. Sandra Amato today, and we are talking about integrative ways of healing.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. I want to remind everybody, you can grab a copy of my new book, Your Healing Playground. You can get it on Amazon in hardcover, paperback, or the Kindle version. Please pick up your copy, write a review, share it with friends. Also, if you're liking this podcast, share this podcast with friends, leave a 5-star review on iTunes, and subscribe to our channel. And now we're going to get back to have this fabulous conversation with Dr. Sandra Amato, family practitioner, integrative medicine practitioner in Texas. And tell me your thoughts, Sandra, on, you know, the ancients and this view of self-healing. And I'm curious, even your background, because it's different than mine. Like, when you went to med school, or you were young, getting ready to go to med school, did you have a belief in, you know, chicken soup and other, you know, feed a fever, starve a cold, or vice versa? I never get them right. You know, old wives' remedies and healing that has been passed down through ages, and this belief that the body can heal. What was in your household, in terms of the place for Western medicine versus home remedies and other healing modalities? I'm curious if you were exposed to other healing modalities while you were growing up. You're muted, my dear.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, so it is like two different phases when I was growing up, because I do remember my grandma that, you know, I remember this image when it was a lady that was pregnant and I was visiting my grandma, and it seems that her baby was not in the position that was supposed to be born. And here is my grandma with my mother and my aunt just moving her, like with some blankets. And just they say, okay, we're moving the baby. Like, she was just moving the lady from one side to the other to accommodate the baby. And my grandma was like looking for a face, like the head. And she says, okay, a little bit more, a little bit more. And they were accommodating the baby so can be born naturally. And I have this image. And then it's like, you know, my brain completely deleted these images of what natural and what is the herbs or whatever she was using. And I remember when I was in medical school, my mom does pranic healing as well. And I remember just leaving to college one morning. I used to live with my parents at that time. And I remember she was moving her hands, and I was thinking, what is she doing? Is she crazy? And then when I moved to US, because I was born in South America, in Colombia, and then I moved to US and I started to have a lot of anxiety about the tests, all the exams that we have to do, board exams and stuff like that. And I remember just doing meditation and doing the healing. I say, oh, there is a place here. And then I start to remember, even right now, like a few weeks ago, I start to remember all these things that my grandma used to do before. And it's like my brain completely blocked them in some way. And now they are coming back to me now that I'm in tune with this integrative way of doing health for me and for my patients. So it's the same thing that I see in general in culture right now. It's like in the old times, ancient, they were so in tune with nature. They read, okay, how are the seasons, the moon phases. They were used to, harvest in certain time. Even, women, they used to cut their hair in certain time of the month in order for that to grow. Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yes. And now it's like, okay, we forgot for some point because we are just talking about double blind research and studies. And it's like, okay, wait a minute. It's not completely one way, it's not completely the other way. Why don't we integrate? Because that's really what we are, right? We are scientists, and at the same time, we are human beings and we are spiritual beings. So how we combine all together and we finally find what we're looking for, that is to be healthy, to be happy, and to be like fulfilled in all areas of our life, like prosperity, financial, physically, emotionally, in relationships, family, how we develop mentally, all these levels that we are all really healthy is to have fulfillment in all those areas, even in the wallet. That's health as well.
Well, the interesting thing about the wallet, right? So, yeah, my mentors talks about family, faith, fitness, finance, and fun, right? Like when it's all balanced, right? You get all your F's balanced, right? But it is funny when you talk about finance, right? What is money, right? Money is payment for your life force. You actually put your energy into doing something in your life, and then you get paid in for doing that. And sometimes you're paid in money, sometimes you're paid in hugs and love, right? Like if a mother is working really, really hard taking care of her children, it's an quote unquote an unpaid job, but she is paid in connection and watching these children grow and playing with the children. So it's this one of my mentors actually talked about karma dollars. And when you think about money in the old days, right? Even if I was taking care of my kids, right? And maybe I took in the neighbor's kids. All right, I'm going to pay you with a turkey, but I don't eat turkey. I want a chicken. And so I want fish. And if you paid me in a turkey, I'd then have to find someone who wants my turkey for my chicken. And so it's the barter system simplified with dollars or coins or whatever. But what you're really getting paid for is energy. It's your life force. It's what you're putting out from your body, your expression. And when I started to understand that, it took a lot of the stories around money started to unravel for me, you know?
Yes, in my case as well, because I used to see money like something, like again, the reason why I study medicine and I do what I do is because I care about people. So
Right.
money was something that it was last. And then I start to realize that if I have money, I can help more people. If I have money and my clinic is growing, I can have more employees and they can feed their families. So when we start to see money as an energy as well, so we can really handle energy in so many different ways.
That's beautiful. And I love the fact that we somehow got talking about money and energy, and before that, pranic healing, which was energy healing. And Maybe explain to the audience, because a lot of people don't understand the concept of energy, right? And you're doing energy healing, and we can't see energy. Most of us, some people can. But we know it exists the way wind exists, the way heat. If you rub your two hands together and then you put them against your face, you're giving off heat, right? So I'm curious, because I'm not an expert. I have a level one certification in healing touch, which means I really know where to put my hands, and that's about it. But when you're explaining it to patients and you're talking about you're going to do energy healing, and you might be putting your hands, you're not even hugging them, right? So how do you explain to them what you're doing and how and why it's going to work?
Yes.
Can you?
So there is energy anatomy as well. It's like the
Right.
meridians, the chakras,
Yeah.
and they interact and they move the energy. So when I explain to patients, it's like, okay, what are you going to do to me? And I say, okay, we are like batteries. There is an electromagnetic field, right? It's like the phone. If we tell somebody like 100 years ago that we're going to have a cell phone and we're going to be able to pay bills with an app, they will think that we are crazy. But now we can do it, right? So the same thing is, we all are like bioenergetic type of beings. We have an electromagnetic field, and that electromagnetic field, and it's because we are water, we are electrolytes, we are atoms, and there is energy within the atoms. So that's why we have a biofield. That's how we call it. So this biofield, or in some cases what they call the aura, is my own biofield that is around me, around my body. So yes, some people, they can see energy, but the thing is, some people, they might not be able to see it, or most of us, we don't really see energy, right? So what is the point with pranic healing? What we do is we feel energy with the hands. But sometimes I remember once that my husband said, no, I cannot scan energy. That's not the thing. And I remember once when we were traveling, we got to a place and he said, I'm feeling uncomfortable. We should leave this place. And then my answer to him was, oh, so you feel energy. Sometimes when we think about, okay, oh, what happened? It happened to me often, like, oh, I haven't seen this patient in a while. And then I see her on the schedule the next day. Or when you think, oh, how is my sister doing? And then the phone rings and it's your sister. Or she sent you a message. So energetically, you have already a connection that you are not able to see with your physical eyes, but it's happening in that energetic world and it's working. And it's working every single time. And the same way that there is a law of gravity, energy and how energy works, they have their own laws. Like energy is gonna move from the higher to the lower, like water, you know, it's gonna from the mountain down to the river. Same thing with energy. And it's energy everywhere. Like in my words, there is energy. In everything that I do is energy. So going back to the energetic anatomy, what I say, okay, is like, okay, I'm going to scan what are the like blockages, or what is congestion. Like it feels like itchy, it feels like hot. Everybody feels it a different way because we all have different sensitive system to feel energy. Some people is like, yeah, I don't feel like this place is good. I have to go, right? Some other people is like mentally things like, okay, I should leave. Why I'm thinking this? It's energetically they are feeling a different way because we all feel in a different way. Like if somebody comes and pinch me and pinch another person, they are going to have a different reaction because we have a different sensitive system, right? So that's the thing. What we do is just check the energetic anatomy, like what we do in medicine in general. Like, okay, I'm going to listen to the heart. Same thing, we just do the energetic centers. We feel the energy of those. If it's hot, creaky, itching, it's because there is congestion, something that we don't really feel comfortable. Then we just remove it with our hand. And after that, we just put something clean or like more energy, because it's going to flow from more energy to a higher energy to a lower energy. The other thing is, The difference between pranic healing and some other modalities is I'm not taking my energy to give it to somebody else and feel drain and wrinkle and drain. So I'm taking the energy from the environment, from the air, from different sources, because the solar prana, the air prana, the air prana. So I'm getting it from some other sources and I put it in the body, because we get energy from the fruits, from the vegetables, from the food we eat, but they get it from the earth. So it's air prana in them. They get it from the air. It's air prana in there. They take it from the sun. So it's solar prana in there. So
Water, yeah.
exactly, water. So especially water carries a lot of energy. So all these fruits and vegetables and food that we eat, it has that prana and that energy that is feeding our body. It's not just physical nutrients like zinc or magnesium or whatever, it's energy in them as well. So that's what we do. Basically remove the blockages through the protocol and place some energy there that is coming from the environment. It's not my energy. So I'm not gonna feel drained or get sick after that. And after that, the body is gonna use that energy and it's gonna process it and it's gonna accelerate the process energetically, which is gonna facilitate the physical part after that.
Love how you explained it. We're going to take a break. I will encourage people, even during this break, to think about magnets and how two magnets are attracted to each other and there's a tension that all molecules have that magnetic energy between molecules and within the atoms. And when Dr. Amato was talking about this energy in food, in the earth, in the water, in the sun, in our bodies, everything is made up of atoms, protons and electrons and atoms, and all the atoms are arranged in a configuration that keeps them there based on electromagnetic forces, which is attraction or repulsion, which is energy. And so we could see it in a magnet. And so I just want you to understand that. But great time for us to take a break. Please come back, because after this, we're going to talk a lot about language and the energy of language, because Dr. Amato is excellent with that. And you are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we will be right back.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul. From neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk, she'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am your host, Dr. Tina Cooper-Smith. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. And again, I'd like to remind you to go grab your copy of my podcast in book form. It's a book called Your Healing Playground, and it just came out. And go check out Dr. Tina Plays, where you'll find free resources. You'll find masterclasses coming up. And it's podcast to bookshelf. It's really great. Just trying to share my message with more and more people, as is Dr. Sandra Amato today, who is with me. Both of us are integrative medicine physicians. And all we want to do is serve the planet so that everybody is healthy, wealthy, and well, right? And spiritually filled up. And Sandra, let's just, we talked about energy healing and attraction and moving energy. I can tell you a funny story about that recently, which I had an energy healer work on me, and a lot happened in the 48 hours after. And Montezuma in Mexico showed up, and I was like, I'm blaming it on the energy healer. But anyway, language. I use that and start listening to patients a lot with language. Language carries code and word and energy too. I'd like you to describe for, because I've heard you do this before, how do you talk to patients about language? Because it really does describe your life and create your life. So I'm curious about how you work with that with patients.
Yes, and language is super important because it has energy. Every word I say, it has energy. And I can say, for example, what I hear about some patients, right, say, my life sucks, right? And what is the energy behind that? You know, if you say it verbally, just be aware how you say it in your body, how your body is feeling about that, like, my life sucks. And it's like, oh, I feel it like a pressure in my chest right now when I'm saying it. And now if I say, I love my life, how I feel in my body when I say it. So it happened that we are not aware that our words really matter.
Yeah.
And not just the words in general, it's just even the expression sometimes. Right? It's like, she's a headache. Okay, that's going to bring a headache. Like, she's a pain in the butt. It's going to bring some pain in the butt. Right?
Yeah.
Like life sucks, stuff like that, that people sometimes they say. But when we go farther, yes, there is a connection between what I say, what I feel, how I behave, and how my body is going to respond.
Yeah.
So going back to that healing journey that I have, I had an autoimmune disorder. And when we were going through all our training as integrative physicians or integrative practitioners, I was able to stop taking medications. And that was great because I was taking two medications. I couldn't go upstairs. My legs, they were hurt. And then I started to take my supplements, did everything that they told us how to do it, because we had to do it ourselves before we can tell some other people to do it, right? That was part of our training. And with the meditation, healing energy and all that was fine, but then I found like a wall. And I said, okay, we are all about root of the problem. Yes, we find the physical root of the problem, but what happened with that subconscious root of the problem that is leading all this, that even energy healing sometimes has a little difficulty because it can go so far. But what happened after that? What is subconscious? So I ended up doing like a session for subconscious language or conscious language. And then I realized it was a trauma in my childhood that was keeping me to really love my parents the way that I was supposed to, or the way that I could have the option to. And that was the generation of, that was the root of, subconscious root of my problem.
So just, I want to play with you a little bit.
Yes.
Okay. Your parents are who you came from, right? So you are the composite of mom and dad, right?
Yes.
And there was some trauma where you were rejecting them, which meant you were rejecting self. And what is autoimmunity but a rejection of self, right?
Exactly.
So where were you not in alignment with who you truly were energetically?
Yes.
So I'm just, I'm just playing with that of what you
Yes.
just pointed out.
And it's amazing how it works because it's exactly how I put it in the language, right? So this is something that is not ease. It's a difficulty. And it's a difficulty in how my energy in my body is working and how I put it into words. So my thinking when I was growing up, and many people they have this, because when I do this coaching in conscious language, I realize so many people they have some similar feelings or similar language in them. It's like, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough for my mom. I'm not her favorite daughter. That was one of my things, right? I was not her favorite daughter, and I wanted to be the favorite.
Interesting.
So
Okay.
I'm not good enough. And that's the language. And for my dad, he was the provider, so he brings all like financial, household, like things. He was paying for everything, working so hard to the point that he was not really sharing time with us. So he was the emotionally absent parent, and how come my dad could be like that and not give me the love that I deserve, so I don't deserve it again. So that was my language behind that. And then when I realized, oops, okay, I've been doing this, judging my mom because I'm not her favorite, and judging my dad because he's not emotionally there hugging me and kissing me and telling me that I'm his princess. So, and I feel upset about it and angry about it. All these things, when I judge my parents, I'm judging my own DNA
Right.
and what I am. And I'm rejecting me. And then my immune system, they just follow instructions.
Right.
Yeah. So it's just gonna attack me because I don't really like me. So my immune system is just following instructions. And
The
then,
subconscious is always trying to give what it thinks is right. It's always wanting to be right. That's the
exactly.
irony. And the body and the energy is always trying to get back to homeostasis, back to pleasure. And that means it's trying to get a hit of dopamine, oxytocin, serotonin, and endorphins, which is the motivation to live, the oxytocin to love, serotonin to connect, and to have pain relief from endorphins and endocannabinoids. That's dose, DOSE. So
Yeah.
our subconscious is trying to dose us all the time, and it gets a huge dose by being right.
Yes, exactly. So it has to be right. And then when I started to realize, okay, my mom really loved me. Thank you, mom, for bringing me to this world, and to be grateful, because to be grateful is, wow, one of the greatest medicines. Every time I am grateful about my parents and everything that they did for me, and they still do for me. I feel this rush of energy coming out of like from my legs, and I feel alive. Like
How
that
beautiful.
life force, that vitality is increasing just by saying it. And it's so amazing to play with words, because I can say, I love you, or I can say, I really, really love you. And it has a completely different energy after that. Behind it. So every time I really feel my words and what I really, really love, I start to see more things that I love in my life and that I feel happy about. Instead of did this and that, my husband didn't, my boss didn't go. Instead of, I really, really appreciate my job. I really, really love my money. So things is like we are finally open the door and the windows to receive.
And it's, with when you can wake up and say, I get to go to work. Instead of I have to go to work, you start seeing the biggest interest about the words that then changes the feeling that then actually opens up what you actually see, hear, and feel as you go about your day. And so your reality starts to change because like when you buy a red Prius, you see red cars and Priuses everywhere. There
Yes.
weren't the same amount of red Priuses were there. You weren't noticing them. The brain can only hold a limited amount of information. And so it's always distracting, deleting, and distorting to give you what it thinks you need to see. And your language helps you distort, delete, and distract in a way that is more beneficial if you're using beneficial gratitude language. On that note, my friends, we will take our last break. Don't forget to come back. I will teach you, we'll share with you where Dr. Amara hides and how you can reach her, and we'll get into some more of language in our last segment. You are listening to Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, playing today with Dr. Amara. We are on the Inspired Choices Network, and we really are here playing with our words to help you open up your hearts, your minds to being more healthy and well. That's really why we're here, is to serve you.
Your Healing Playground is the space where science, spirit, and sensation dance together. Your host, Dr. Tina Coopersmith, physician, coach, healer, and play advocate, returns weekly to remind you that healing isn't just about pills and protocols. Western medicine is just one of many healing modalities. True wellness is about energy, emotion, pleasure, and play. On this show, Dr. Tina explores the playground of your body, mind, heart, and soul, from neuroscience to sensuality, from root chakra to real talk. She'll share tools, stories, and soulful strategies to shift you out of fear and back into joy. Because if you're alive and breathing, your story is still unwritten, and you deserve to write it with love. Together, you'll learn to breathe, feel, and play your way back to wellness, because you are your best healer. This is Your Healing Playground with Dr. Tina Coopersmith. To participate in the program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to info@womensreproduction.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back, my friends. Once again, this is Your Healing Playground. I am Dr. Tina Coopersmith, your host. We are on the Inspired Choices Network. With me today is Dr. Sandra Amato. Sandra, can you share with everybody your website so they can find you?
Yes, my website is holisticcarefm.com.
Holistic care.
Carefm.com.
Family medicine, holisticcarefm.com. It will be in the show notes. And especially all of you out in Houston, Texas, go run and have some full-blown healing done by Sandra. Sandra, tell me how you approach speaking about language with patients, and also how you spoke approach energy healing, right? Like, people come to you as a doctor, and all of a sudden, what are you talking about, Dr. Amato? You're talking about energy, you're talking about words. Aren't you just going to write me a prescription? I don't understand. So, what's your approach as the patients come in and you want to talk to them about that?
Yes. So first, it's really important to meet the patients where they are, because we go through different situations during our lifetime, different circumstances, and different stages. So usually my approach is I check for the physical always first and see what is in the physical that is causing this problem. Is this a microbiome problem? Is this a nutritional problem? Is this like something physical that is causing this? And after that, we move to the emotional and the mental, and even sometimes in some cases, even spiritual, because it goes all the way there, right? So when I see the patient that they are already asking for something else than just medications or supplements. Okay, those are the patients that they are already, like, they went through those stages and they are looking for something else. So it's easier to talk with them about it. It's easier to talk about energy healing. It's easier to talk about conscious language. It is easier for patients, in my case, just to talk about conscious language because it's something that is more tangible and they feel it. and instead of pranic healing, for example, because if they don't feel the energy in their hands or something like that, you know, and sometimes some patients, they are very mental. So it's like, okay, no, that's cuckoo medicine or whatever, right? So in those cases, it's a little bit more difficult, but they merge together, all of them, because that's really what is integrative medicine, is the body, the mind, the emotions, the spirit. So when they show that they are looking for something else, and I say, okay, yes, this is the patient that requires some conscious language coaching. This is the patient that requires some pranic healing, and they are looking for something different. So the key is, okay, I tried everything and nothing works. So I say, okay, yeah, there is, I as a physician, I don't really believe that there is nothing that I can do with this patient anymore. I went to the doctor and they told me they cannot do anything else for me. Even for people that they are close to die, there is always something we can do. We can use our language. I can use pranic healing to help them transition in peace and, you know, releasing the stress and anger and hatred sometimes, or even the pain. Right, there is always something good that we can do. So it's more what the patient is asking me, where they are. Are they just stuck on the physical part? Do they really require just a medication for blood pressure, or they really require how to handle stress in order to control their blood pressure? So everybody is in a different stage and different time. So it's just more as a physician to read what the patient is telling me.
I invite you and our listeners to recognize we live in a world of data and information and facts, randomized controlled trials. And yes, we want to be scientific about things. And it is always the art of medicine for a reason. And no two humans, as far as we will ever believe right now, if they're human, are truly identical. And so it's not like you're building cars on an assembly line and you can turn the screw. And, you know, even if you got to turn the screw in a human, in one person, it's 3/8 of an inch, and the other person needs 1/4 of an inch. And that little difference makes all the difference in the world because two identical twins don't have the same microbiome, the same language, or the same experiences in their life, which changed a lot of their energy and who they are as a makeup. So, yeah, it's the art of medicine. And I love the fact, right, that your own healing journey and you can speak to the healing journey. We have about 2 minutes left. So, in the next 1.5 minutes or so, can you perhaps sum up how you would like patients to, like, what are your parting words to someone who is considering looking outside the box for an integrative medicine healer? Or what are your parting words?
Yes, first of all, is okay for the people that are listening to us, is there are more options besides medications. That's the first thing. Second, everybody is different, and what it worked for your friend might not work for you, and you need to have your own journey. And there are different options, they are available, and they are available because we, you know, we do integrative medicine, we can use language coaching, and we can use energy healing as well. So, first of all, just okay, how is my life right now and where I want to be in 6 months, 3 months, in a week? And then, when you have that awareness of yourself, you can initiate a change and you can find the right person, the right physician, the right practitioner, the right energy healing, the massage therapist, or whoever is the person that is going to help you go through that process of healing and that journey.
I love
Okay.
it. Sandra, that is so amazing. And we're going to wrap up here. What I'm hearing is be empowered, go inward before you go outward. Know you and know what you need on this journey to heal. And find a practitioner who's willing to talk to you, listen to you, but also be willing to change your language, change your energy, change where you are, change how you do things, And medicine may work, surgery may work, supplements may work, but recognize there's so much more, and your body can heal. Until you take that last breath, you still can change your story and play with your breath and be alive until it really is your last breath. So, and then maybe there's another life, who knows? But on that note, we're gonna wrap it up. Remember, you're listening to Your Healing Playground, and I am your coach,
If
Dr.
you felt
Tina.
something move today, a molecule, a mindset, or your mood, that's healing. Your body listens to your stories, your thoughts, your breath. So speak to yourself with kindness, play with curiosity, and let your nervous system know it's safe to rest. Dr. Tina returns Monday at 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 Central, 9 Mountain, 8 Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Remember, pleasure is a practice, and play is your medicine.